Legislative Democrats are a bit less optimistic that the governor's proposal will make a significant difference. And the show's Mark Brody is here with more. Mark.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, I spoke earlier with State Representative Randall Freese. He's the Assistant House Minority Leader. And I started by asking him what he thinks of the plan.
Well, certainly the process, you know, started several weeks ago and was very hopeful that we would be listened to and some of our concerns be incorporated into the plan as it was for the opioid epidemic legislation that we passed earlier this session. But we asked for, you know, several very important things. It certainly indicated we'd be willing to compromise on those, but, you know, our most important issues aren't represented in the legislation he's putting, or the plan he's putting forward, I should say.
What are the issues that you would most like to have seen in there that are not?
Well, the most important one is a comprehensive background check system. He is proposing some small changes in, you know, tightening up the data, which is very important. But, you know, if you're going to tighten up the data and have a more robust data collection and then not implement the system, it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And the other problem is, you know, when you do an order of protection, the order of protection that he has defined, he's calling a stop order. When you mandate that a person is dangerous and they shouldn't have easy access to weapons and you actually enjoin their weapons, but yet they can go around the corner to the gun show or a personal sale and purchase another weapon, it seems to be problematic.
It sounds like you're saying he's creating more loopholes than closing them.
I think he's addressing very, very small, specific changes that in their own right are important but aren't meaningful. And for example, let's look at what Florida did recently. Florida imposed a 3-day waiting period. That is a meaningful change. Florida raised the age to purpose weapons to 21 years. That is a meaningful change. I think what the governor is proposing is important and part of a incremental change, but I think at this point we need to take a larger step instead of these small, tiny little steps that aren't meaningful. We need to make sure that Arizona understands we respect what they're asking and the students are asking about their safety and their lives, and let's take a meaningful step. Let's make background checks more comprehensive. Let's raise the age to 21 like Florida did. Let's ban bump stocks. Let's do at least one of those things and send a message that we hear what people are saying and we are intending to improve safety in the community.
Well, given, as you say, that even though you don't think this is a big step, it is a small step, and there's some important things in there, do you think that you and your colleagues on the Democratic side will support this package when it comes up for a vote?
Well, right now, we have made it clear to the governor that we're still willing to talk and we're still willing to negotiate. Our job is to continue to make sure that we feel comfortable voting yes for something. And at this point, you know, there's a lot more that this policy could be doing.
Do you get the sense that the governor's office is open to negotiation on this?
You know, he did manage this a little differently than the opioids. For the opioid negotiations, he did not make his policy overly public until we had some input and we saw some of our recommendations in that policy when he released it to the media. So he did go a little bit quicker to the media this time without incorporating a lot of any of our concerns, really. We had several concerns, and I think if we saw even one of them in there, we'd be more happy to support this as it currently is. Well, right now, we're doing our job and making sure that the governor knows that we need to see more.
But even though you would like to see more in this, it sounds like the stuff that is in it is stuff that on its own you support. So are you willing to vote against measures that could make things a little more safe and are things that you would like to see happen for making the point that it doesn't do more of what you would like to see?
You know, I don't think we should be holding Arizona, I don't think we should be holding ourselves to a lower standard because Arizona hasn't gone down this path before. If we're going to be serious about this, I think we need to make sure that we have a meaningful change effort. And I don't think that we should let ourselves get away with saying, well, this is Arizona, this is the best we can do.
If the governor were to come to you and say, okay, I'll give you one of the things that you want, do you know which one you would prioritize and say, if we can only have this one, this is the one we want?
Well, I think most of my colleagues on the Democratic caucus would want the comprehensive background checks, but we have been very clear with the governor that and his staff that we would compromise and say, well, at least give us background checks just at gun shows, so that not only the federally licensed dealers are required to do background checks at gun shows, also require the personal sales at gun shows to have a background check. And we would be willing to compromise there. I think we've made that clear.
State Representative Randall Fries of Tucson is the Assistant House Minority Leader.